It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. We're talking big bikes, little bikes, loud bikes, quiet bikes, bikes with three wheels, two wheels, all that good stuff.
All kinds of bikes.
All kinds of bikes. Anyway, we'll hear a word from our sponsor in just a little bit, but let's get to it. It is time for your fact and opinion. That's right. One crazy fact, one dumb opinion for you. Let's see here. What should we do? What should we do?
Give us a good one today, Brock. We need it. We need
it. Let's see. No, that one's stupid. Ooh, this is kind of, well, maybe. I don't know. Here we go. We'll do this one. It's illegal to only own one guinea pig in Switzerland. Guinea pigs get lonely if they're alone, so the law requires you to own at least two.
Wait, one more time. Say that one more time.
So it's illegal to own only one guinea pig in Switzerland. There is a law for this. Because guinea pigs get lonely if they're left alone, you have to have at least two guinea pigs there in Switzerland.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Isn't there a place where it's illegal to own guinea pigs?
I think so. Guinea pigs are crazy. Did you ever have a guinea pig as a kid?
Never did. Nope. We never had indoor pets. Other than my mom had some birds, like parakeets and sing, but we never had indoor pets other than like a fish or two that would die in a day. But yeah. Yeah.
I think we had one. His name was Cheerio. I think that's what it was.
You had a guinea pig?
Yeah, a guinea pig. We had multiple guinea pigs, I think. That one would die and we'd get another one. That one would die because they die quick, right?
I don't know.
You know,
I'm looking up so many things about guinea pigs. How long do guinea pigs live?
I'm going to say 7 years.
4 to 8 years. Yeah, it's not bad. Dude, oh my God, I got to tell this story. And my niece, I'm so sorry, I'm going to drop a dime on her. She killed one of the school's guinea pigs.
Ah!
So she was sleeping with it in her bed, and yeah.
Wait, what? She took it home? And
So you know how they do that with kids. They're like, all right, it's so-and-so's turn to take home the class guinea pig for the weekend
that.
And everything.
You're right.
Well, yeah, she wanted to sleep with it, you know, like, oh, come on, guinea pig, come to bed. And then she ended up, I think, suffocating it. So
she rolled over on it. Oh,
I'm pretty sure. But yeah, so
dude, we used to let ours loose out in like the living room, and God, dude, that thing would find underneath the TV so fast. We wouldn't see it for a week because we couldn't get it. We couldn't move the TV, so we just kind of have to wait for it to come out, get hungry. Dude, guinea pigs are a crazy thing. Then that thing got pregnant, right? Then it had a litter of like, dude, I'm telling you, I can't remember how many of those things popped out.
Yeah.
Like 40 little guinea pigs. You're like, duh.
They get her going, man. They do not mess around when it comes to humping. Those guinea pigs will get it. And I think their gestation is not very long either. It's like rabbits, you know? It's like it's like a month, and then they're ready to pop out some more. So,
God, dude, Cheerio was so loud, too. When he knew he was getting fed, you just keep squeaking until you... They're hilarious. Jesus. You know, you don't see them much anymore. I've never gone to a house recently. Like, oh, yeah, you got a guinea pig. Was that a thing of the 90s or what?
Well, where are you going where there's a lot of kids, you know? I mean, it's not that many. I don't think too many of our adult friends are like, yeah, I'm going to the pet store to get a guinea pig.
Get a guinea pig.
What are you, seven?
I was going to get a Great Dane, but it's not a guinea pig.
It's not one of those guinea pigs. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I did have a pet rat in college, and that was not my choice. My girlfriend at the time, she had a pet rat when she was younger, and she loved it. So she surprised me with a fucking pet rat. Oh, my God.
Sweet.
Dude, and that thing, like, and don't get me wrong, rats are smart. Like, you can train them to do, like, they're a smart creature. But I didn't have enough time. Dude, I was in college. Like, I'm going to take time to train this fucking rat. And it was a white one, too, and it was albino rat. So it had red eyes. Ended up giving it to some lady that like had a bunch of pet rats. Yeah, she had a bunch of them.
What it is with the rats, it's the tail. I don't think humans can get over that nasty-ass tail hanging off the back of it.
Yeah, so anyway. I was trying to find where it's illegal to own guinea pigs because, like, didn't someone, like, they release some guinea pigs into the wild and then they become, like, they became detrimental to, like, the fauna? Wasn't that Australia or something?
I might have heard something like that. Isn't there like a guinea pig island too?
That's what I think it is. Wait, someone released. Hold on, I gotta find this because it's gonna guinea pigs.
Type in guinea pig island. See what comes up.
Into the wild. I think you're right. I think it was an island. You can bring it into the wild or not. Please take note. Releasing buns and piggy. God damn it. I fucking swear to God there was something. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. I'm sure you can't do it, though. Or maybe I don't think they'd fare too well in the wild, don't you? I feel like they would be. Like, what are they predators of? Bugs?
I don't know. I think they're basically just the prey of everything.
Pretty much. I think a bald eagle would be pretty happy to see one
eagles,
of those flash.
Snakes.
Yeah. Pretty much anything. bigger guinea pigs, you know?
All right.
Well, there you go. So if you're moving to Switzerland anytime soon and you got a guinea pig, you got to buy it another one, okay? Because otherwise, or I guess if you own a guinea pig now, buy it another one because it's lonely. Mm-hmm. I'm sure lonely. I'm sure
Romery guinea pig.
I'm a lonely guinea pig. What?
Stupid.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. There you go. That's your fact and opinion here on the Plan B After Show podcast. And make sure you tune in next time for more facts and more opinions right here. All right. Here's a word from your sponsor, Gelson Cycle. Gelson.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.